Showtime. Showtime. Who the F am I podcasting with? It's showtime, y'all. Waiting for my guests. How y'all feeling out there? We got an hour of power. It's LFX Media. What's up, O? It's the Tisa Risa Breakdown. Tap in, tap in. My co-hosts, they on their way. We're going to let the audience build up. It's Friday night. We're going to do this every night. I mean, every Friday night that we can. You know what I'm saying? Giving the folks something to do. P, why it took you 20 minutes to find me on a platform that you be on 6 hours a day? Nah, we started late, Paris. We started a little late. Facebook didn't want to let me unwrap this. So, here we are. Yep, so, who the F am I podcasting with? My two hitters. And my guy from LFX, Hollywood Rastic, on his way. You don't never want to answer no questions, B. That's good. Just sit back and listen. We got you. So, if you guys are unaware, if you're unaware who Tisa Risa is, tap into TikTok. She's the latest TikTok sensation. 100 million views, the last I seen, and that was pretty recent. Let's see what we got going on here.
Hey, hey. Can you hear me? Good. Yeah.
Hello.
Tech.
Okay. We got Asia. Got a couple people, a couple more people, family members we're going to add to this.
Okay.
It's up, y'all. Oh. Traveling Mac. Okay. Traveling Mac in the building. Y'all ready? Nah, Facebook messes around and
right.
Take our live. You're not Little John.
We do not own the rights to this music.
Right. Sawaya, how are you? What's up, love? Yeah, it's been kind of a rough day. I mean, we lost one of our soldiers, DJ Sherm. They buried him today. So we gonna first start this with a moment of silence for my guy, DJ Sherm. Okay, now let's chop up.
Pieces.
What's up, Paco? Share this live. Tell a friend to tap in because we going in. We going in. Can you see in it? Can you see the chat?
Uncle Rob. Uncle Rob in the building.
Yeah. Uncle Rob in the building. My other co-host just popped in. This is going to be the Friday night, you know. Oh, okay. We're going to make it do what it do. Hollywood Rassic on his way in. Monet, she about to tap in momentarily. Text your sis, see what she on. Strappy, what's up, Strappy? LFX be going up, Strappy. Yeah, we're gonna unpack, unwrap, unbond on this Tisa Risa. We got a limited time. We gonna, you know, we gonna unravel it from episode one, and we may get to about 20. We'll see how it goes. We got time ticking, so we're gonna give y'all an hour of power on this. Salute, Strabby. Maine, I see you, Maine. Y'all don't act like this is out in the church lobby seeing folks y'all ain't seen.
They're like, hey.
Pay attention to this.
How's the family?
This wrap up. You know what I mean? We finna pop girly up.
Anthony,
I see you. What's up? Am I clear to you, little?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see Antho?
Antho, okay. Good brother.
What's up?
Good brother. Get your popcorn, good brother. We about to cook some. Dub, what's up, Dub? Share this live, y'all. Share this live. Y'all don't want to miss this. The recent... shellacking. Bike life, I see you. So, I was forced to watch 20 episodes of Tisa Risa. So, as a journalist should do his homework, I went in, my stomach hurts, like, nah. what I could see from the beginning, can y'all see the king? That's the king. I just want to make sure y'all see the king. 40K, you know what I mean? Nobody's touching that. From what I could tell from the beginning of the Tisa Risa, yeah, we about to cook. You ready? How y'all want it? Y'all want it baked, sauteed? We put her in a crock pot. How y'all want to do it? It's up to the audience. Let me know in the comments how y'all want her served up. Let me know in the comments how you like your Tisa Risa. Oh, somebody said put her in the microwave.
What?
Cooked. So, how many episodes? Oh, hot and fresh. Okay.
Woo.
I got you, P. Hot and fresh. How many episodes did you watch, Asia?
I watched them all.
You watched every episode.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago did you finish it?
A week and a half ago.
How long ago?
Like a week and a half ago.
How long did it take you to view all 40 episodes? I think she up to 50 now, ain't she?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep, it was 50. It took me like a work week.
Okay, so watched 20 episodes, and it took me like two nights. And honestly, the last 10, I think she did it in one night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She had that same yellow sweatsuit on.
Yep, she was like we're going to get through this. Like, I mean,
we're going to get through this, and my birthday's coming up. And yeah, that part. So, she had the hiccups a whole lot. That's one thing I noticed.
That's
she had major hiccups. So I don't know if she was like off the Tito's or. I posted a pic. One pic, she looked like her nose was lined with powder.
They said, "What's the topic?" The topic is Risa Tisa. TikTok.
Yes, welcome to Who the F Am I Podcasting With. We talking about Risa Tisa and her alleged husband, boyfriend, ex-husband, all within what, 30 days or so?
Well, you mean how long were they married?
Did the whole situation take place from her dating him at what they went to the Cheesecake Factory?
They didn't make it. Remember, her car broke down.
Oh, okay. Red flag. Red flag. The car broke down.
First date. Her car broke down. He pulled up on her. Help her get her car situated.
Okay. Let me send some invites. I can see the chat, but we gotta get your sister and Rasta up in here. Hey Neek. Yeah, I sent her an invite. Okay. Anto said dry roaster. Like some coffee. No, he said put her in the air fryer. Put her in the air fryer. So this is a situation that you know, red flags, they start looking like six flags. I mean, she had major flags. Like, and then as she was discovering the flags, like the house, like, I see through this, but I think he do have money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that like tripped me out, because everything was wrapped around money.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't wrapped around this is who I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. It's wrapped around money, because it got to a certain point where he was like, I love you, and you know, allegedly, because I saw him and whatever. I don't know if they could have cooked this up together. I mean, the 100 million views or whatever, like, you know how much money that is, little?
Mm-mm.
That's about 4 bands.
Oh, wow.
You can't even make it to Paris on that.
Right.
Like, you know, so her, that was like her, she had like a wish list of things she want to do this year. I mean, out of us two podcasters, one of us has already been to Paris. That ain't what we here for. We here for truth, justice, and the American way.
Ooh.
So
Paris.
let's look at episode 1. So we're gonna unpack it. So there was a meeting, there was a date, she got married, and she got divorced all within 11 months. That's how long it took for this whole process. But she stretched out the episodes. I think she's at 50 episodes now, maybe 52 somehow. I didn't subscribe. I just was looking at it. And now I get notifications. Tisa Risa. Thanks, TikTok.
It's definitely going to be popping up.
Right. So, Rastic said, yeah, man. I know what's going on. Can we have like multiple, like four people up in here?
Mm-hmm. Well, we at least know three because last time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure.
Okay, well, I sent Rastic an invite and I sent Monet an invite. So there's no real names. The guy's name is Legion. So, the guy's name is Legion. If y'all not aware who Legion is, that's the devil. Okay? So, she named him Legion. She named herself Tisa Risa. So, throughout that 11, that process of his name is Jerome. Oh, Romy Rome.
Yeah.
Rome in the house.
Yeah, the internet dug him up. Quick.
Hey, AJ, what's up, family? What's up? We unwrapping this Tisa Risa stuff. So, his name is Jerome. What's her name? Risa?
I think so. Oh, Tay in here.
Unable to add guests, they can't join your broadcast at this time. See, they hate her name. Yeah, her name is Peace of Risa. Yeah, I sent both of them requests and I was acting crazy. So let me ask the audience that we have in here. Put a one in the chat if you actually have watched any of the episodes. Put a one in the chat. See here. Getting adjusted. Put a one in the chat if you have seen any episode. What's up, Nikki? How you doing? Okay. Few people have tapped in with her. Yes, and for the most part, oh, you watched all 50?
Yeah, me too.
A lot of time on your hands, P.
I ain't gonna disclose where I watched most of the episodes.
Yeah. So, Little, as you was watching it, what's the most amount of episodes you watched in one sitting?
I would say about four or probably like four.
Four. Okay. Yes. So that's 40 minutes a night.
Yep.
The insomniacs, they up watching. I was reading in the comments and seeing you know, other people posting, talking about, you know, how intriguing. Don't get it twisted. She's a great storyteller. She's a great storyteller.
Minus the burps.
Yeah. Plus the burps, the hiccups.
That was getting me, too.
And she was a hot mess. I mean, she was in the car, I think the first 10 episodes, and she came out with the heated curls, like boom. But yeah, so the dude's name is Legion. The song that was playing that she felt like it was that John Legend song. I think I met my wife tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That had her thinking like. Yeah, you know I'm saying. So Legion, he played football, y'all. He had arena football checks. And I mean, he was talking about he's finna go to them accounts and pay cash for whatever. Yeah. So he played arena football. He went to San Diego State. I guess he had some championship games in arena football. You know, and this is some of the first episode. They had conversations about their exes. What's up, Jamie? I was finna ask you. Look, Little was like, for the beginning. Like, conversations about the exes. The first couple of dates. Like, that don't come up until you start arguing. Conversations about the exes. Okay. That was my next question. Do you ladies, you have conversations about your, you answered it before I could even get to what's up, Brent? What's up, Brent? So the first date was March 7th. Yeah, I mean, that was a very close to Biggie's death date, March 9th when he passed. So that's another pass.
She needs to know about the ex, the questions.
Oh yeah. Oh, so she gonna unpack the exes from the door?
Why is not letting her in here?
I don't know. I sent her the invite and was saying it was hate. As I already sent her and Rastic invites.
MD.
What's up, MDG? Rastic said them arena checks had him lit. I looked up the arena averages, you know, averaging about 24 to 38 thousand. That's the average arena check for the year. But he was talking about putting money down like $700 on the crib. Right.
Please.
Not off of that. First of all, I don't care if you play for the Erie Rise, the Erie Waves, you're going to have like a jersey or a picture of you catching something. You run into the hole. You didn't have none of that? Yeah, that's about minimum wage, for real.
No pictures, no.
Not a picture of him in a uniform.
Right.
Oh, we got some stars, Little. We might be going to Papa Do's tomorrow. Go get that shrimp and grits.
Okay. A little watermelon.
Keep sending them stars. Me and Little got a big appetite. We're not going to the Cheesecake Factory. We're going to Papa Do's. And we going regardless if y'all sending stars or not. Hey, Monet, dip shrimp and grits? Yes, sir. Them shrimp and grits. Paris, I don't think she don't like Papa Do's because she's from New Orleans. And they pretty much don't like restaurants. They would whip it up in the bayou type. You know what I mean? Papa Do's is one of my favorites, though. So, Legion.
Right.
Yeah, Rastic said he ain't even have a practice squad photo.
Nathan.
You ain't have the team picture? Or, you know, doing the Heisman type stuff? I knew she was gonna say that. She said, I don't mess with the Papa Do's. Well, all right. Whip me up something, then, P. Whip me up something. So Legion, he played arena football. They had the conversations about the exes. She didn't, no pictures, no appreciate you, Pete. It's hard for me to just, I'm just sitting here trying to dissect, like, how all these red flags. I mean, you was on all type of roller coasters, you know, you had Six Flags.
From the first day.
Day one, like, and she just kept saying.
My car broke down. Oh, okay. I can't make it. Like, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm. And the dates, wasn't the dates off of the dating sites?
Mm-hmm. They were on Facebook dating, think Hinge. And they matched on both of them, but his name was different.
So he knew what the alias is on different.
His name was under two different profiles, but they matched.
Y'all don't hear me.
And she said, hey, we thought it was funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. Send the request again, Monet. It won't let me send. When you send the request, then I can click on it. Oh, there it is.
Ooh, ooh.
They keep saying unable. They don't want us to cook. They don't want us to cook, Rassi. It's fun. Me and Little gonna chop her to pieces.
It was working like butter last time. I mean, but she kept getting dropped out.
Oh, Anto said, I knew he was bogus from that wrestling belt picture. I didn't see it.
Man, they brought up all his pictures on the internet. Mm-hmm. The ending killed me, though. Can't wait to get to that part.
No, you know what killed me, Little? Where are we quarantining at?
What?
At your studio apartment or at my house. And we've been dating for 7 days and some hours. So we got to quarantine.
Yeah, I don't know how it was given that.
Mm-hmm.
His Facebook profile was trash.
Trash.
He looked like he still uses a minute
phone. That Obama phone.
And do.
Jeez. So, let's go to episode 3, shall we? He gets approved for $700,000 in the bank. No, I saw the paperwork.
Mm.
Who is Jillian?
Jillian.
Her says she watched Jillian when she got done.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Nah, we gotta go in the bank. We gotta be on first name basis with the bank officials.
Right.
I mean, all it is, you can Photoshop, like you can do anything.
Yeah, that's how he got her.
Yeah, Rastic, I'm thinking. They could have been together trying to make a viral situation, you know.
What'd he say?
He said, do you think they plotting to do this just to go viral, like a team thing, and somewhere where it went left? So they meant to be together, and then it went left somewhere. I don't know, but I'm thinking that definitely it was that type of plot. But so he got approved for $700,000. They looking at all type of cribs, you know what I'm saying? And so I think first she said she didn't see the savings account, but
no.
Then later on, didn't he show her the savings account?
So he had he claimed to have several, and it was like he was showing her a couple of them, allegedly, but it was a couple that he refused to show her, and she was upset about. He was saying them was the ones that his money was in, but I forget what family member he said, like his uncle or something, told him never like show a woman everything.
Yeah, Rasik said that about the plot, she started getting famous and was like, all right, leave the ball out. And so the ball came out with the lawsuit, getting some headlines. I can see that happening. Definitely. So they got approved for a couple houses, $700K, $400K, but they couldn't really, you know, it was the pandemic, so they had to do virtual tours or whatever. What's up, Alita? Hey, friend. So, Paris says she believes her.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Okay. We gonna see.
I feel like it's always three sides of the story, though. Like, it's probably no way for it to be 100% true, but probably like 90.
So he put a little certain amount of money. Would he put like $5K down?
I'm not sure. Did he put something down?
I think he put $5K down. It's called...
He made an offer.
He put like $5K down. I think it's called an earnest, you know, that it's like, it's not the whole down payment, but you're locked in. Yeah, he put about $5K down.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, P, I believe it's some amount of truth to it. But I feel
not on the spectrum.
She started speaking to his relatives after the divorce.
She thought speaking to them while they was married. She thought she was speaking to them while they was married, but I guess
that was a thought she wasted. Yeah, she's a content creator at best, because those 10-minute episodes were something she could have said in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. We went to the Jaguar dealership. We went to the Beamer dealership. We went back and forth. We ended up not getting that car at one point. Now, how do you go from I was about to put 700 cash down to we go to the Beamer dealership? Wait a minute, I got to call my job. They're going to pay for the car. I thought you had cash. But I saw all his accounts except for the offshore account. I seen them all. He photoshopped her to death. But you should have photoshopped some pictures of you in a uniform out there in space wherever he was playing. So let's go to part 4, all right?
All right.
Home Depot. We're at the Home Depot. So she said she went ham. I want all the best for my house. We ordering this, that, and the other, right? So Home Depot, she getting like top dollar stuff. She said she went ham, right? Rooms to go, Ashley. They all over the place. The money he put down on The Home Depot was $350. Now, if you went ham in there, you had to, like, your bill had to be like six stacks, seven, eight stacks. They're not taking $350 down. I don't see that. But this is episode 4, so they put the appliances on hold. And so far, we're at this we're up to May of 2020 at this point. So it's the 4th episode. We're in May. So, you know, it starts getting interesting now. So, what, she been locked in for a few months. So,
Right. I'm trying to put my back mind back to COVID, you know, COVID time.
Yeah, I got little notes. So, I believe I ain't gonna do no spoiler alerts. But no, yes I am, because
I think everybody said they watched.
Oh, okay. All right, they watched. Well, let's put it like this. They got together in March. She was pregnant by April. Am I correct? Wasn't she pregnant by April, Little?
I'm going to have to ask the chat.
Yeah, ask in the chat if y'all seen it. From the time, let me see.
They say, yep.
The due date was January 26, 2021. So let's walk that back. Yeah, it's April. April Fools. Now, when she said she was pregnant, I'm a writer. So I'm like, she's going to weave something in here where she loses the kid. That's what writers do. Rassic said they was humping. From the whistle. So yeah, that was the due date, January 26, 2021. So yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, she's Prego in April and they got together in March. She lost the baby. And he couldn't come. That's kind of what threw me off too. You're in a hospital, and where your mama? Where your sister? He said he got a promotion. Ain't that what he said? I'm about to be promoted to VP. I can't really come get you.
Right. And he was texting her. The assistant was supposedly, yeah.
Now, I was in the comments. This is how tapped in people, like, after the fact, after all this 50 episodes, I'm looking in the comments of her posts, and people like, who is David? And who actually was David? She's David. She's the writer. Yeah, that is assistant. That was her. She wrote that in. Yeah. Great imagination. You right, Rashid. Both of y'all stretching the truth somewhere. You know what I mean? So we're already to part 5 and all. You know what I'm saying? These 10 minutes, it's supposed to be 2 minutes. You could have actually compacted this into 10 episodes, for real. Yeah. Or if you want to, you know, let's stretch it to 20.
She's very detailed, though, so I see how it stretched.
Yeah, she's very, very detailed. She was the assistant, Monet. Is you and your mama together? Because I'm finna request her.
Both some goofs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Bring her in.
He was the assistant. I am crying.
Says unable.
Oh, it worked.
Who that is?
Diva G.
Oh, that's my bit, none. TMG.
What's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where's my child?
She says she can't join.
Where is she though?
Oh, right here.
Wow. Did it take a rocket science for us to do this? I could talk to both of y'all.
There's no way. There's no way that she was the assistant dad.
Absolutely not.
Especially with the interviews and them saying like what hurt you the most about this whole situation through the marriage, through dating him, being in quarantine with him. That's a real life thing. Like she went through an abortion or whatever it was. What
miscarriage.
A miscarriage. She went through a miscarriage. Now that's not something to play about. What she say? I do not play about death. So okay. I don't think she was but I do think she is an actor. Like I mean, well, not an actor. I think she's a great writer. She's a great writer. So she stretched it out for content. But I believe her story is real.
Yeah. Like
Paris said, "Hey Tina."
Hi Paris.
Yeah, she had a DNC, so-called, allegedly.
She did say that.
That worked, but why?
What do you mean, allegedly? Why do you... Why?
It's given that you're against her, period.
No, like, no, I'm not against her. I need some receipts. So, if you had all of this, she was on Tamron, right?
Yes.
So, if I'm Tamron, I believe you... Were you sat? You was at Northside Hospital. You was at Northside Hospital. What doctor?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, she was at Northside. Shout out.
Well, maybe she wasn't able to reveal all that.
No. I need receipts because if I'm a journalist and I'm putting you on, how many fake stories have been, you know, over the years? There's people with fake stories and they get revealed. You're gonna make me look like a nut. I got you on like,
So you said she don't have no receipts at all. When she put receipts in her storytelling, in her chapter, she put receipts in it. She has screenshot receipts.
There's no visit to the hospital that I seen.
No, she didn't.
So you really honestly feel like this lady just made up this entire series, or are you saying she made up some of it?
No, there's some truth to what she's saying, but did she show marriage certificates and all of that?
No.
Hello?
I don't believe that she did.
Hello? Y'all believe in that part?
I don't believe that she did show marriage certificates.
It's public information. People looked it up and found them.
Oh, they found them, the marriage certificates? Mm-hmm.
That's how they found,
trying to understand what... Okay, you did say the publicist thing, but I mean, I really feel like you're just totally against this lady just because.
I'm feeling attacked by women. Let me get rest.
I know, because Jay Rastick said, get him in line. Check the comments, my guy.
I think Facebook is ran by women. And Facebook won't let Rastick on.
Oh, so now you want to be... You're being an egotistical... I'm going to be nice.
Being what?
So, a male chauvinist right now.
What do you think about him? What do you think about Jerome McCoy?
What is y'all talking about?
Huh? Is
Jerome
McCoy?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Cheating.
Who you think she run?
Yeah, he thinks
she's fabricating
I think she's telling Ted.
I think she's speaking.
So
what's the He-Man head of Woman Club?
I'm scared. Stop it, Podgy. What were you going to say, Podgy?
So I'm being a chauvinist?
That's our friend Paris.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, that's Pete.
Leon, that's the man that...
Hey, wait a minute.
We're waiting.
Legion is fat?
Yeah.
Yes.
She got triple chins. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got triple chins. How y'all gonna call Legion fat?
But right. Now she got now she got triple checks.
Triple Ooh. Check. No, she don't. She got four. She got 100 million views. She got 4K.
You gotta trick the parents. That's all I need.
But are you not seeing all the endorsements that she's getting?
She didn't get that BMW. BMW came in there and said, "We're working on it."
It's all good though because she's gonna get her BMW.
She's gonna get everything she got coming.
She sure is.
She got everything she got coming to her. Trust.
Yeah, I hope she gets that Netflix because we need that. That's gonna be something.
I mean, I want her to get paid. I mean, she's a content creator. She should get paid.
I don't know if you want her to get paid.
I do.
It's giving me. I think that her.
Who am I podcasting with? Traders.
It's good to have healthy, you know, debate. You know, we're going to call that healthy debate. No, healthy
I've
opinion.
Never been a hater. Y'all know that.
Healthy opinion. You have been, what do we describe you as, Dad? Because I just asked you what you think about this man. And all you telling me is about Risa Tisa.
Well, think all Risa Tisa is talking about is money. The house... The car. She didn't say anything about loving him.
But she loved him at first. She was willing to go into quarantine with this man.
I don't think she loved him.
Oh yeah, she did say she went the extra mile. She gobbled him up. I don't usually do this.
Let's go back. And answer your daughter's question.
Okay. So before I answer your question, daughter, Why would you call a man Legion? That's the devil.
What is Legion? Let's look
it's
up the
devil. Legion is the devil.
Let's look up the definition. Listen, she explained.
But yeah, but
we're on episode.
Yeah. We want to know your opinion about Legion.
What is your opinion about Legion?
Well, that's what I'm saying from the jump. I'm saying, like, why are you calling him Legion?
Why are you bouncing around the question?
That's foul to call him Legion. Okay, what's the question again?
One more.
How do I feel about him?
Yes. How do you feel about what's his name?
Legion.
Jerome. Let's call him Jerome. Are we allowed to say that?
I'm getting a call. I'm sorry. We might have to end this.
Rastic, where are you at?
They won't let me bring Rastic up.
Oh.
Antho say he trash.
Yeah, trash.
Huh? Yeah.
He's trash.
He's trash. That's what Antho said.
Yeah, that's what Antho said. What does Diddy say?
Wait a minute. Anto said he gonna Tisa. She gonna use a BMW to pull up on a new goofball.
Thank you. Wait a minute. You get the applause.
Oh, whatever.
I'm screaming.
Round of applause. Here's a new goofy. He's not enough in the picture for me to draw any type of conclusion on him.
Yeah, because I mean, basically, she did tell the story. She did tell the story, but he told his story too. He done been on a couple.
But she never even mentioned his name. He basically just threw himself out there like I'm the.
Oh, the internet found him.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they definitely found them. You already know how people on you put your story out. We're detectives at heart. I know I am. I'm gonna find out for sure.
That's the fact.
But I feel like anybody can tell their story if you're a good writer and if you can you know map it out, put everything out, and stretch it out. You know, polish it a little
bit. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do, right?
Put a little t-shirt on, you know. who to answer my podcasting with. Yeah. Get it going.
How y'all like the flyer that I created? Y'all like that?
Let me see.
Yeah, we're going. Don't act like we're not Facebook friends. It's all over Facebook. Talking about let me see it.
Well, I haven't seen it, sir.
Well, you've been on Facebook.
This is what I want to. This is Teresa Tisa.
A baby.
Right, I need that. What y'all think about online dating, though? Because that's where they met anyway.
Well, actually, I'm going to do that. Just, you know, market research.
Oh,
I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, you going online date? Have you ever online dated?
Never. Well, you know what? I did sign up with Plenty of Fish, and it was a wild ride. You know what I mean?
I bet.
I've
never been on Plenty of Fish.
Get on it.
POF. Yeah, they sent me a 6'7" power forward.
You better off saying BLK.
BLK? What's that?
Black. Whatever it's called.
Don't act like you don't know what it is. What is it?
BLK is like
it's a dating
site for African-Americans.
So you been on there?
Yeah. I've
been on there.
Profile and I put Brandy on because I was on there first.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get on it.
What's the two that she was on?
Who?
The two?
It was two dating apps that, you know, one app he had a different...
Oh, she was on Facebook and Hinged.
Oh, Risa Pisa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Facebook got dating. She was on Facebook.
Real? Oh, yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah, definitely going on Netflix.
Little.
But yeah, that's the first red flag for me, though. You, I'm on two different dating sites. You on that dating site, and you on this other one with me. And I see your picture, and it say Jerome McCoy on this one, and then the next one, it say Legion.
Right.
Just as reference, I know it don't say Legion, but like, it's the same picture. But two different names? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he living in a double
swipe,
life.
Swipe that's left.
Yeah, double life. Yeah,
that but that's
what
I'm like.
The one red flag for me, and would have got X'd out. Not this one.
Because why you got two pages and then right. One called the devil? Oh.
I was just using that as an example.
Oh. I'm the only two names I know him by, so I just said Jerome and Legion.
Okay. Well, he wasn't called Legion on the site because I don't know anybody would call this devil.
No, I was just saying
that. That's her calling him the devil. That's why I'm like...
Right, because... In her mind, not in her mind, in his
in
actions.
In her mind, thank you.
In his actions, I've changed it. He showed her his devilish side.
I was just about to say that, and that's the whole point of her calling him Legion, because he came in all forms and different shapes and sizes. Hey,
B, pipe it down a little.
I'm just saying, put me in, Coach.
Down. Volume
I'm just saying,
down.
Put me
volume
in, Coach.
Down.
I'm just saying, put me in, Coach.
Yeah.
Your volume down because you're yelling.
Wait till the timeout. I'll put you in. Wait till the timeout. Matter of fact, we got you on the next
episode. I think that's how it really go, though. I think that's really what was her motive.
But ladies,
I'm sorry.
Ladies, that is not fair to call him Legion. It's not fair. Give him any name, but don't call him the devil.
Okay, but was it fair for him to treat her that way?
You tipping the scales in your direction, like, oh, he was Legion? Okay, just call him Anonymous. You know what I mean? Don't call him Legion, because you're already getting support from people that, oh my God, Legion, what did he do to you?
Well, here's the thing, though.
Girl, let me tell you.
Even if she did call him Anonymous, they were going to find Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. They was going to find him Anonymous?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if she named him Jesus Christ. They were going to find him.
So they going to name him Legion theyself?
No, I'm saying I feel like he's Legion.
he fabricated about that.
He told you he was Legion from the gate.
He on the phone. They ain't on the phone. How you do that? Who?
Wait, ladies. Didn't she say
that? For real, because
Wait a minute, ladies. So she said he never mistreated her. He paid her bills. He paid her car note. He did all that. He just lied to her.
But yeah.
So y'all pipe that down with that.
Lying.
He never mistreated her. He just lied to her.
Manipulation.
That's so he was gaslighting and love bombing her.
Yeah.
Love bombing. She didn't see the Six Flags.
Let's
get off on the next ride. Like
she wanted it to be something. Don't say
he never mistreated her, so he can't be leeching. He's just, a matter of fact, what's that word we was gonna break down, Monet?
So he definitely was not about to have Netflix series.
But he did mistreat her.
Yeah.
Okay, he did. What's that word, Monet?
What's the stories, the lies, the fabrication? He mistreated her No talking to nobody, having conversations with himself for 30 minutes every morning.
So, that part. So he was a pathological liar?
Yeah.
That's a unfortunate sickness. That's what's a sickness, problem? Y'all.
Okay, well, he's sick.
No, he's Pinocchio. I'm screaming.
What happened?
We can definitely say he's sick. He is sick.
Okay, he's sick. So let's get him help. Let's get him both help. They both sick.
They both what?
They both sick.
Honestly, I don't think she's sick.
Esso said F on both.
Who said that?
Esso said F on both.
T. Maria said that.
Why?
Are we going to team up and make some money?
Facebook, why I can't pull my guys up? I feel attacked.
Are you going to attack the women and the men? Because Rastic said he's Satan too.
He said Rastic and Antho both said he was goofy. He's a goof.
He's a goofball.
Why can't I read the comments like in full?
They both goofy. Weird. No, don't do that, B, because you didn't feel like she was a goofy before.
I'm just saying, at this point, she got used to eating.
I'm trying to sway my niece. She said what she said.
I just feel like at the end of the day, they both. It's what? Given they both lying about a whole lot.
What?
Him lying.
Thank you. I need to go and watch it. I really
do. Oh, you haven't watched it. I need you not to say that. I heard about a little bit. You need to watch it for yourself.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Brandy.
Oh.
All right. So the word is.
I need to watch it.
Cognitive dissonance.
Okay. Okay. What does that word mean? Tell our audience.
Let's see. Let's hear the pronunciation first, because I heard that I was saying it wrong, but I don't think I'm saying it wrong.
I think you're right. What's up, Tim? I see you, bro.
In the field of psychology, cognitive dissonance is a perception of contradictory information and the mental toll of it.
Okay. There's a flyer, by the way, TMG, that you didn't see. You like me?
Yeah.
Our t-shirts is going. This is going to be our t-shirts.
Okay.
Minus the time, you know what I mean?
What was it?
That's our
items of information, including a person's actions, feelings, ideas, beliefs, values and things in the environment.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, him lying don't make him the devil, it makes him a liar. True. I'm just going back reading the comments.
Okay.
Wait. What did Rastic say? He's not saying about
read it.
Well, call him the devil to make it look like he was evil. Just your story. Okay. I mean, yeah, but she felt as if he was legion because she said it. She said he got off on making her believe and think one thing, knowing damn well it wasn't going to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He got a thrill out of that.
He got a thrill. So here's where I can't jack this. So he got a little studio apartment, right?
Now?
No.
Yeah, he had a studio apartment.
He had a little
studio apartment. Yeah.
She had a whole crib. So he starts paying the whole rent for her. He paying mm-hmm. her car note. Like, he's paying bills. Like, he could have kept his little studio if he wanted to run, like, games. So this is where the collision, this is not adding up.
Because he had his own place and he decided to start paying her rent, mm-hmm. you don't think that he still had in the back of his mind a plan to make her believe that he was this big rich guy?
That's going a bit far. I'm not paying your rent to prove I'm some big guy. You can't get what? That.
He was all okay. Well, it's $1,000.
What was the point then?
It doesn't matter. He had a studio. He might have been paying half of that. She got a whole crib. He got a studio. Why am I paying for your whole house and your car note and whatever else, your insurance? Because.
Well, I mean, clearly, obviously, at that time he could.
Okay.
Until it ran out.
Okay. Just like our time has on this show. So thank you, everyone. We promised them a whole hour. So we're going to unwrap it. We got to episode 5.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't watched, go watch so we can talk about it. I've made it up to episode 20. So do your due diligence and see what Legion is about. To answer your
question. Not Legion.
Huh? I mean, this is what it's all about. It's not about Tisa. It's about Legion.
Oh, now it ain't even about Tisa. Well,
yeah, that's what it is. So well,
not,
you know, we're gonna
not be late the next show.
Who? Okay. I was waiting on y'all. What do you mean?
I know.
Oh, so you're gonna be on time next Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I next Friday. What time?
Same bat channel. Yeah, tap in with us.
Yeah, definitely. Look at the end for sure.
Watch the rest. Yeah. Exactly. Hit the ground.
The Legion. That's what it is.
That's his whole point.
Go Legion.
His action. He wanted to be the Legion show.
Yeah. Y'all see how I did that?
Yeah.
Who the F am I podcast, and we will see you next week. Good night, y'all. Everyone, say good night.
Good night. Friday.
All right, Rats and Guys, Paris.
Happy Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day.
Period.
Happy Women's Day.